Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show. Spanning generations. After 25 years, helping millions of listeners start their day, Burt retires in 23 shows.
That is dramatic. I thought it was 23 yesterday.
Well, this is the 23rd, so...
Oh, man.
You know, this counts. Look at you trying to speed it up. You ain't what? We thought it was 22. So,
get used to that fantastic, dramatic opening for 22 more days.
If you guys didn't hear yesterday, we're going to replay some of the show for you here in a couple of seconds of me, saying that, hey, you guys, I'm going to take off from radio. It was what an emotional day yesterday. Whoa.
Yes, it was.
Such an understatement.
I have all these gadgets on my phone that read readings from my watch and stuff like that, and they tell me like how tired I am throughout the day, like how much battery I have left. And it was like 3:30 yesterday, and my gadgets were telling me you're on 2% battery. And I felt it yesterday, but just a sense of relief on finally talking about it yesterday. And also there was some relief for me also in listening to you guys talk about your journeys on this whole thing also yesterday. If there's been like one grain of weirdness for me during this whole thing, it's the uncertainty of your guy, where you guys are going to land. So yesterday when we openly talked about it, it somehow gave me some relief. I mean, there's still nothing on the table.
Where is that table? I want to go sit at that table. We keep talking about this table. How big is the table? Is it like a little side table?
Yeah.
Or is it like a huge dining room table?
Now, right now, the table is like one of those desks you'd see in kindergarten.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But you guys are going to be fine. I made some calls yesterday. You guys are going to be okay. How was your day yesterday outside all that crap?
It was fine. I've been sleeping a lot recently. I think it's my body's way of saying stop thinking and just go to bed. So I think I went home and I had some stuff to get done. And then the next thing I know, I woke up and it was time to go to work.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah. Well, I think I went to Pilates yesterday. But yeah, other than that, I've been sleeping a lot. I don't know what that says about the state of my mental health, but I'm getting a lot of rest.
I couldn't keep my eyes open past like 8:15 last night. I just was done. Are you guys watching Black Rabbit on Netflix?
I am not. I've seen the promos for it with Jason Bateman and his long hair.
And Jude Law.
Is that who his counterpart is? But it looks intense. It was almost reminding me of the Ozarks.
It's got kind of that feel, yeah.
Yeah?
Like that, I'm in debt, I'm in trouble every episode feel, for sure.
Somebody's coming after me kind
of
feel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. But I was watching that and was starting to like, I was starting to get excited because there was some drama going on. I got to turn this off, man. I need to get some sleep. How about you yesterday?
Yesterday was a very emotional day.
Yeah.
You got to ride the wave of all of this because it's a lot. It's a big change, obviously. And I think, yes, there was definitely relief when we talked about it on air. But then once it got off air, it just became a lot. So I had a little moment yesterday afternoon.
What does it became a lot to you mean? Just the ending of the show and the reality of it?
Yes. It was no longer something we were talking about. It's something that is happening. Mm-hmm. So I think it was that aspect of it. While there was a relief, there was also like, this is actually happening. We're no longer just talking about it. Like the wheels are in motion. Yeah. That train is going and now it's going to start moving faster. So I think it was that the messages were just so incredibly lovely. And it just ended up, I ended up going over to Molly and Joel's so I could hang out with baby Joni.
Oh, is that right? That's the cure all right there.
So Jimmy and I went and literally just, I go, just for an hour. I just need to get out of my house and go see a cute baby and hang out for a bit with a really good friend. And
have a gallon of wine.
No, absolutely not. That makes things worse.
Yeah. That's a keg. Don't be stupid.
That makes things worse.
Yeah, I think I didn't. While I felt relief yesterday because it's been on my mind for so long, it's been on Kristen's mind for so long also. But the fact that I've had to talk to everybody individually, and this has been going on now for weeks and weeks and weeks, it was a different kind of landing for me yesterday than it would have been for you.
Yes, it was. It was like, it was just, there's a lot of questions that I can't answer right now.
Yeah, I know. And I can't answer them for you. Dang it. I wish I could. Cass, how about you?
Same thing. And I think it's sometimes weird for people who have maybe a typical 9 to 5 to understand, like, so much of my personality in life and for everyone on the show is wrapped up, and my identity is wrapped up in this show, which I'm sure a therapist could tell you is probably not healthy. So dealing with that. But when I came home, Chad had gotten me roses and champagne because he said, you know, it's entertainment. And if this were a rap party, this is what you would get. It's also a celebration. And I really liked that perspective. But otherwise, I just buried myself in work. I literally had meetings straight from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. yesterday. So
you collapsed. At 5:01?
I did. Yeah. I went home and I sat on the couch and I watched my kids playing Animal Crossing with a vacant stare on my face while sipping champagne, and Chad did all the heavy lifting. So a lot of processing. I have a lot of texts to respond to today, which I feel bad. I'm definitely ignoring people, but it's just I don't have the capacity to like type a response, but they are appreciated. It's just I can't even imagine. Like, and that's the thing. What I'm going through every time I feel something, I'm like, God, Bert has to be feeling this a million times. Your name is on the show. Like, I can't imagine what you are going through. And I know it's been a slower rollout because you've been telling people, like you said, but still, it's just the impact that you have had on my life. And it's just been 15 years of my life, which is a long time, but my name's not on the show. And yet I feel so tied into this show as part of, like, Cassie from The Bert Show. So being Bert from The Bert Show and having to rediscover Bert outside of that, like, you've been on my mind a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, it's terrifying in a little bit of a way, but also something that I know in my heart that I really need and I really want.
The Bert Show.
Let's get right into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Nothing is real and everything is a lie. Those are not the words I said to myself when I read this article with someone trying to convince us that the ex-astronomer CEO and his head of HR were not having an affair.
Right.
Who said that?
Right.
Yeah, my questions exactly. So I just read this article that said, if you and the rest of the world saw a couple having an affair on Coldplay's Jumbotron, shame on you, because according to a source, the ex-astronomer CEO Andy Byron and Kristen Cabot were quote unquote just friends. Mm-hmm. The quote says, Kristen and Andy had an excellent working relationship, a great friendship. There was no affair. It was inappropriate to be hugging your boss at a concert, and she accepts full responsibility for it. But the scandal, the downfall, the loss of the job, all of that is unfair.
Well, let's interpret this for just one second. Let's not dismiss it. Kristen, do you remember you and I go to an Atlanta United game. We were in the suite.
Yep.
And then I cozied up behind you and put my arms around you, and we were swaying to the music in between the plays.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that while we were at Atlanta United? Mm-hmm. And we're just friends?
Yeah, just friends. Yeah. You know, just casual friends, getting a behind hug, swaying.
Now, I had to be in the row of seats behind you so I could be taller, but I was indeed behind you.
And also, like, our reaction afterwards when we ducked out of the way didn't infer any kind of wrongdoing whatsoever.
Uh-huh. Don't forget when Bert covered his face because he was a little nervous to be on camera. Like, that wasn't suspicious at all.
No, yes, our reaction afterwards, again, did not infer us doing anything wrong whatsoever.
Who was saying this?
A source. Okay, well, here's Mr. Dot Source.
Yeah, Source needs to shut up. No one's going to believe that.
Well, I find it very odd, too, because, like, we've moved on. Yeah, right. Like, nobody's talking about this anymore. So the more, like, you do stuff like this,
doth protest too much. You do stuff like this, we're going to think like, oh no, there was definitely an affair going on. And why would you bring it back up in the news?
Yeah, sometimes people stand up for you where you're like, you don't need to stand up.
Sit back down. Like
when something happens and then Kanye takes your side, you're probably texting Kanye and going, hey, I don't really need your help.
You can sit this one out.
Did he? Yeah. Like, hey, yeah, sit this one out. I don't need your help on this one.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks. So just another lesson in don't believe everything you see with your own eyes. Another source that's coming out and spreading some rumors about a relationship is a source from Ben Affleck's camp or Tom Cruise's camp, because apparently Ben Affleck is making attempts to rekindle the flame with one of his exes, Ana de Armas, who is currently, allegedly, in a relationship with Tom Cruise. And he doesn't like it. A source is saying that Ben and Ana ended things as friends and vowed they would stay that way. Lately, he's been reaching out to try and see what's up and potentially hang out when they're in the same city. But for Tom, that's crossing the line. Tom trusts Ana, but he doesn't trust Ben farther than he can throw him. As far as Tom is concerned, Ben ought to respect boundaries. So
does she only date like high profile celebrity men?
I feel like when you are a high profile celebrity, you probably only feel comfortable dating other high profile celebrities.
Okay.
They're in your same league because you're not thinking, oh, why is this person dating me? Do they just want to date me because I'm a celebrity? Do they just want my money? So you're looking for status in some kind of way. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when you've got Tom Cruise, who is the best in your industry, you probably have some kind of level of respect. Mm-hmm. And that's a big turn on for Ana de Armas, sure. I could assume.
Yeah, I'm sitting here looking up like his list of exes, and like you break up with Jennifer Lopez. I don't know why I started playing this game in my head. So you break things off with Jennifer Lopez and you're going to get back with an ex. Which ex are you going to get back with? And so as I'm going, I'm like, are you going to like hit up Gwyneth Paltrow? Are you going to hit up Jennifer Garner? Are you going to hit up Ana de Armas? It's just fascinating going back and looking at some of these people's dating history. Because you know how you have that one ex that you like, you know, hit up when if you guys are like, you know, both single. So it's just, it's funny looking at like celebrities' ex list to be like, I wonder if you go back to that.
Okay, so if we're looking at his list, I think you define it by two different types. Is it, hey, I just want to go back for a good hookup? Or is it somebody that I really would like to spend the rest of my life with because I messed it up? Because in his case, I'm taking Jennifer Garner if it's for the rest of the life.
Yes.
And it's, who are we talking about?
Gwyneth Paltrow? Oh, Ana de Armas?
That's who I'm going for Friday night.
Gotcha.
For me, if I'm a guy, I'm getting the instant ick from Gwyneth Paltrow the second I hear her say the words goop. I don't want to associate you with any kind of weird,
substance.
Exactly. Right.
The candle thing is the one that, for me.
That gave you the ick?
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah,
with her that smelling candle.
The vajayjay candle. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is a good question to ask going around the room, or at least three-fourths around the room here, because Katie here, our producer, is sick of one question people keep asking of her relationship. Let me ask you guys the same. Kristen, if there was one question, and Cassie also, one question about your relationships that you wish people would stop asking you, are there any?
There's none at the moment, but I like distinctly remember because my now husband and I were together for 10 years before he proposed. And it was incessant, the amount of people asking, why aren't you married? Why hasn't he proposed?
Yeah.
And
why aren't you doing it my way? Why don't you do it traditionally? Why?
Well, and it was so funny because they felt it's this automatic assumption that the woman wants to get married and the man doesn't want to get married. And I've shared this on air before. I felt it was more beneficial for my career that we didn't get married. And it wasn't until we decided that we wanted to try for
like we wanted to have a child that we decided to go with the, you know, with the engagement and the marriage because we wanted to be married if that was something we were going to do. But it was hilarious to me because everybody thought that I was pining to get married and this man wouldn't propose to me. And I was like, nah, dog, this is my idea. Right. you're wrong. This is a mutually agreed upon situation that we got going here and it's working for us. Why are you trying to force us into something?
Yeah. How about you, Cass?
What does he see in you?
Oh.
I'm kidding.
Jesus. You sold that so well. I actually started to feel bad.
Seriously.
I need to. I'm like, God, we're going to have to like.
Oh. No, it was a lot of what Kristen was saying applied early in our relationship because we dated for like a decade before he proposed. Not my choice, but it is what it is. But lately, y'all remember a couple years back when we did the bell ringing thing for whoever had relations with their significant other first? And like, I was going through a lot. So it had been like a very long time. People still hit me up. They're like, how's your sex life? Have you guys done it yet? And I'm like, listen, that was a fun on-air bit, but that's none of your business.
God, I forgot about that one.
I would say for me at this point in my career, it's all of them. Every single one of the questions I am tired of answering. But the one mostly now, what's the age difference between you and Amanda? Shut up.
People ask me that too.
Yeah.
Wait, do you get more questions about Bert's relationship than your own?
Seriously. I swear to God, I love when I get those for you guys also. Yeah. I'm like, you know, she's on IG. Yeah. Ask her yourself. All right, Katie, what's the one for you?
All right. So for those who do not know, I am in a relationship with a woman. All right.
What?
Yes.
You're a dollar baby?
A little dollar baby.
When were you going to tell me you were gay?
Today. And we have been together for a year. And so I've had the comments from friends like, oh my gosh, you guys are not moving by the traditional lesbian timeline, which there's a stereotype that women who are dating other women move very fast. Like everything is like hard and heavy within the first 3 months. You're already living together. There's the U-Haul jokes, mm-hmm. all of that. So I've heard those comments and I'm like, well, I'm trying to be more intentional with my relationship. I don't want to just put all these emotions and then crash and burn. So that to me, hearing that, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this one question, and I feel like people change, like they realize when they ask the question, they're like, oh no, and they make an assumption, and then I'll answer the question, and it catches them off guard, and it's like this weird, like emotion that I can watch a person go through when I answer the question of disappointment and huh, and oh, interesting. And it all has to do with who's proposing? Right?
Uh-huh.
And so I've had this question asked several times. The first time I was like, okay, I get it. People will have this curiosity. But the last time I heard the question, someone asked me, hey, Katie, so in your relationship, who's proposing? And they're like, oh, never mind. It's going to be you. Right? It's like an assumption that is made because in my relationship, I am the more masculine, I guess, presenting type because I'm not a girly girl.
How would most people know that, though? Are you guys posting pictures together and stuff?
No, it's like the people who have been asking this are like friends of mine.
Okay.
So like yeah. people who know what my girlfriend looks like, she is very feminine. She's very girly girl. People who know me know I'm just going to put on some sweats and a hoodie. That's my life. I don't too much care.
Yeah.
Right. And so it seems like there's these like gender norms of like how the heteros do it. So because I'm the more quote unquote masculine presenting, yeah. oh, it's got to be you who's going to propose. Right. And then when I say, no, we're both proposing to one another, they're like, what? Huh? Oh. Oh, that's different. And I can see there's just the emotion. So I want to let people know right now.
Okay.
When you ask this question, be prepared that it's not going to be me who's making the proposal. Like, don't make that assumption.
So let me ask you something here just because. Okay. Because now I got questions also. Yeah. How does a mutual proposal, how does that work?
Like, are you going to do it at the same time? Or are you going to be like, okay, this is the day, this is the time, meet me on this beautiful cliff edge, and we're going to propose with the sunset behind us?
It's like when we used to hang up with our boyfriend or girlfriends in the seventh grade when you go, okay, good night, let's do it on three. 3, 2, 1, good night! Is that how you're going to do the proposal?
No, it's going to be like any other proposal where you don't know what's coming. It's going to be a surprise. I know that she has her own version of a proposal planned for me, and I know I have my own way that I would want to propose to her.
So they could be at two different times.
Mm-hmm.
What if one of you says yes and the other says no?
Well, okay, we got to make sure we're on the same page first.
Then you got real problems.
Yes, super problems.
I mean, that makes total sense. Like, you guys are on the same page. You're having conversations. And it's honestly like first come, first serve.
Right?
It's like whoever does it first.
And dibs!
Yes!
The Burt Show.
Some of the emails and DMs I got yesterday after announcing that I'm taking off from radio and the Burt Show is going to be off the air on October 24th. People don't seem to believe that I just don't want to work. Like, I had more business opportunities hit me yesterday than I have in the last 3 years. And I'm telling you, man, I don't want to do a podcast. I don't want to be the performer anymore. I'm trying to stay away from being Virtual Bird. I assure you, that is really where my heart is.
Did you see that one post from that account we all follow from the radio industry, SEPD? Or crappy PD, and they were like, I feel like there's more to the story here. And it was a screenshot of your retirement announcement. And it took everything in me not to comment and be like, maybe he just wants to retire? Yeah. Maybe that's the story?
That's it. That's really it. But people's, you know, who cares? That's really it, though. And we'll talk about it more later on. But it's really about pursuing joy and being free to do the things that I really want to do. But people don't seem... I guess that's a little bit out of reach, you know, that concept, because I think especially in this country, we're so driven that you have to make a certain amount of money. You got to take care of this and take care of that, that when you finally are in a position to actually pull the trigger on doing something that you really want to do, it's met with pushback.
Well, it's the burnout factor. So like,
boy, do I have it.
Yes. So people applaud being busy all the time. And it's like you're supposed to get like these special accolades for constantly being busy and constantly being overworked. And, you know, like if you're burned out, then that means you're doing something right. In actuality, that's not the case. And I do think that was our mentality back in the day. I think Gen Z is really starting to change that conversation and that, no, I don't have to sit here like... Cassie said it the other day, and it's a phrase we hear it all the time. You don't live to work, you work to live. And I think so often people get that twisted and you just want to go and enjoy your life. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you guys. Now that we can talk about this, Bert has been talking to me about retirement for years. I'm talking years. He has been the boy who has cried retirement. And every single year, I'm like, sure. So it really wasn't until the announcement yesterday that I was like, oh, he might be serious this time.
He's really thought about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're not going to pull a Tom Brady? You're not going to come back and be like, one more season?
Well, not in the next 23 days. I'm a little bit nervous that a lot of this is more theoretical than anything else. You know, I'm really turning into a life that I have never been able to grasp myself. You know, like, I want to be able to sit quietly. I really want this freedom. I really don't want to be driven, but that's what I've done my entire life. So there's a part of me like, you sure you're capable of that? Am I going to be back here in 6 months and pulling a Tom Brady and going, you know what? Maybe I'll find another home. So there's part of me that is nervous about what the reality of it is.
Yeah, well, if you find yourself in that position, we're here.
I'm calling you first. And you as well.
Thanks.
This was Atlanta News First yesterday. And I was not expecting TV coverage yesterday. I got a DM from somebody that said we made NPR yesterday.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy.
They were talking about us on NPR yesterday. Cassie came in and that's the most excited I've seen her in 10 years.
I told him I was low-key more excited about that than the Radio Hall of Fame. It's NPR. Come on. I'm such a nerd.
I did not see that coming. And this was cool from Atlanta News First yesterday because the reporter here, Chelsea, has been listening to The Burt Show since she was like in middle school, right? She was introduced to radio from this show. So to interview me yesterday on my retirement was really pretty cool.
A radio icon putting down the microphone after 25 years on air in Atlanta, Burt Weiss, who hosts The Burt Show, announcing his retirement today and the end of the nationally syndicated morning show.
He got a lot of people to work with a smile on their face. Atlanta News First reporter Chelsea Bynefor sat down with him to talk about his legacy and his lasting impact here in Metro Atlanta.
A bittersweet day for millions of listeners who have tuned into The Burt Show for the last 2.5 decades. This studio here was a place for a lot of laughter and levity and thoughtful discussion. But Bert Weiss says now it is time for a new chapter.
It's been a long, beautiful road, but I'm really at peace with the decision.
After 25 years on the air, the nationally syndicated morning radio program, The Bert Show, is coming to an end. The show's namesake, Bert Weiss, announcing his retirement Tuesday morning.
The Bert Show is going to come to an end on October 24th.
Atlanta was the very first city that would give me my own show. They took a real chance on me.
In 2.5 decades on air, Bert built an empire, bringing celebrities like Justin Bieber and Usher to the show, having hard conversations about politics and personal life, and even launching his own charities.
The thing I'm most proud of is Bert's Big Adventure.
The nonprofit sends kids with chronic and terminal illnesses and their families on an annual all-expenses-paid trip to Disney World.
I don't think he realizes the community and the impact he's really had on families like ours.
The Johnston family was selected for this year's trip to the happiest place on earth. Mom Caitlin says her 9-year-old Liam has a severe form of epilepsy, and the trip came after one of the toughest years of his life.
Seeing your child suffer is awful. Seeing your kid go on a roller coaster for the first time and meet his favorite characters and having all of these people interact with him, you know, like not everyone sees kids with disabilities the way they should, and everybody at Bert's does.
Bert says in retirement, his philanthropic efforts will continue, as well as his work with his podcasting network, Pioneer. But as this chapter comes to a close, he thanks the faithful viewers and employees that made this the ride of a lifetime.
We didn't even know what we were doing 25 years ago, and all the talent that has passed through these studio doors has something invested in this show. So thank you to everybody that has worked on this show, because without them, there is no Bert Show.
The Bert Show's last day on air will be October 24th. Reporting from the Bert Show studio in Sandy Springs, Chelsea Bynum-Four, Atlanta News First.
Yeah, and I know Chelsea said she was a listener when she was driving to high school, now still listening to him when she went to work, so shows the impact he had.
It's kind of bittersweet, you know what I mean? I think these commutes would be a lot quieter for folks in the Atlanta area after this, but you can tell that clearly a staple in our community.
That's cool. Thank you, Atlanta News First. It's also been interesting to see people that have been reaching out to me sort of dabbling and wondering what the radio station is going to do and seeing if they have a way in to be the new morning show. Keep in mind, I announced it at, 7:30 in the morning?
Uh-huh.
The first DM that came in about that was around 10:30. All right, Abby got some also. People wondering, like, what's going to be next?
People are asking me if they can take Bert's chair. I'm like, I don't even have a chair. I would like a chair.
The body's not even cold, people.
Right. And they came in within hours, man.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
I feel like as all the other news people are reporting on radio icon Bert Weiss's retirement, it's only fair that I report on Bert Weiss's retirement in the buzz. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you know? I don't know.
I don't know. God, I wish I knew more. I have nothing. I have nothing.
My favorite on the AJC post, Abby commented, and then I hit her up and I'm like, I think this should be your lead story in your entertainment buzz tomorrow. It's like, apparently it's really big news in the Atlanta area. But actually, the biggest news in entertainment right now has everything to do with Jimmy Kimmel making his return to the airwaves last night after he got suspended for making a joke that the FCC was not very happy about when it came to a certain side of the political spectrum. So he made his return to the airwaves last night, and he actually got very choked up when talking about forgiveness and Erica Kirk's act of forgiveness when talking about the man that shot her husband.
Over the weekend, a very beautiful moment. I don't know if you saw this. On Sunday, Erica Kirk forgave the man who shot her husband. She forgave him. That is an example we should follow.
Yeah.
If you believe in the teachings of Jesus, as I do, there it was. That's it. A selfless act of grace, forgiveness from a grieving widow. It touched me deeply.
Yeah, he choked up a couple times, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really cool to see him get emotional considering his whole show is a comedy show. It's so rare that you get to see people who, you know, their job is to make other people laugh or smile or happy and see what's really striking them in the gut.
And he's done that numerous times on his show, like especially when his child was in the hospital. Like, he's one of those guys that wears his heart on his sleeve.
Now, keep in mind, there were a lot of cities that didn't see that because still the owners of those TV stations are like, sorry, man, that was it for me. So I'm not exactly sure what the percentage is, but there's a lot of companies that have a lot of business wrapped up in their FCC mergers that have decided, like, look, we need this thing to go through. That's a lot of money we're talking about here, so we're just going to keep them off the air.
Yeah, so of course that's any station that's owned by Nexstar or Sinclair, so no word on whether or not they're ever going to bring Jimmy Kimmel back, but right now he is off the airwaves on those stations. Post Malone and Jelly Roll just wrapped up their big worldwide tour. Speaking of getting choked up a little bit, Jelly Roll gave a super emotional speech just raving about Post Malone and his impact on him, his career, and everybody else that's worked on that tour.
Nobody's ever taken me to 30, 40 cities across the world. You gave me more money than anybody's ever gave me to play a show opener for anybody in my life. Everybody who works for you loves you, Post. There is a backstage crew of people who love you. We love you, Post. I love you. Thank you for bringing me on this tour. Your music saves people, Post. We love you, Posty. We love you, Posty. We love you.
What do you think he's trying to say there?
I think that he loves Post Malone.
I don't think he's a fan.
There's got to be something more.
There's drama. I think there's a bigger story there. There's more to the story they're not telling us.
Hey, The Bird Show.
If you are a woman and you are married, I would like to have some open dialogue here on wedding dress shopping. 1-855-BIRD-SHOW. Days ago, it was Abby that was telling us the amount of wedding dresses you guys try on before a wedding was staggering to me. I had no idea, and I would like to open up the Burt Show Book of Records. How many wedding dresses did you try on before you found the right one? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Yeah, I mean, this is a big moment for a lot of women. For a lot of girls, do you think about this day for a majority of your life? And I think there's a lot of pressure that's put on what dress you're going to wear while you're walking down the aisle, and you don't want to pick the wrong one, so you want to give yourself every opportunity to find the one that looks the best on you, that fits your venue. So I made a couple of bridal appointments for my future sister-in-law. I think we made 3 or 4, and literally the first store we went to and the first dress she tried on, she found the one, but she wanted to make sure that it wasn't just some kind of fluke. So we went to 2 other stores later that day. She tried on probably close to 50 gowns. It was exhausting.
That's crazy to me.
It's a lot of smiling. It's a lot of looking in the mirror. It's a lot of small talk with those sales associates. And the funny thing about trying on these dresses is they're so expensive. I mean, I think the ones she was trying on were probably around $5,000-$6,000. And you're looking through like the racks of all these dresses, and it feels a little bit like you're searching for a comforter, because how expensive they are, they don't feel that nice. Like, I really thought for $6,000, this should feel like you're putting silk over your body. And then you grab it and you're like, this feels like something I should put on my bed. This feels like a down comforter.
It's a duvet,
essentially. You're wearing a big duvet on your body to marry the love of your life.
So 50 wedding dresses over the course of 15 hours.
Yeah, from start to finish.
I mean, I wish I would have tried on more. So I took my mom to New York for a trip. We went to Kleinfeld's, the store from Say Yes to the Dress. And I mean, tried on maybe 4 or 5, because it's also very daunting getting in and out of wedding dresses. So it takes a hot minute.
Right.
Because those are, and of course they have these giant clips because you're just trying on the sample size off the rack. Like, it's a process. And then went to Lori's here in Atlanta and tried on a ton of dresses. I don't think it was anywhere near 50, though. I'm definitely not surpassing 50. Said yes. Then I got home, had immediate regrets, then said no. They pulled a dress. I went back by myself, and that was the dress that they had, my bridal consultant had pulled on her own. And that ended up being the dress. But if I could have, oh my God, I would have tried them.
Really?
Yes.
Because based on the few calls we're getting right now, it is the opposite experience of what you had.
Really?
Yes. Here's Becca. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. How many wedding dresses did you try on?
So
I tried on only like 10, maybe 12 before I got my dress.
And when you found the one that you thought, okay, this is perfect, were you done or did you continue to look for another dress?
So I found my dress on the second appointment that I went to, and I actually tried the dress that I'm going to wear. I actually get married next week, but thank you. I tried it on first at the second appointment, but I still tried on a few other dresses to like make sure that that was the one I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I appreciate you calling. All right. This one's going to blow you away here, Abby. Good morning, Elizabeth. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. How many? Dozens, I bet.
One.
Stop.
How is that possible?
I am a super decisive person, and I saw the dress. I tried it on. I bought it. We had a huge 200-person wedding in Athens, Georgia, and I've been married for 17 years.
One dress, man.
When you know, you know. Okay, Elizabeth, we got to know. You saw the dress. What was it about this dress? We need details of the dress.
It was extremely simple and classic, and I just knew. I got married very young at 23. And I just knew I needed something simple and classic. And actually, I wore it to our 10-year wedding anniversary. We went out to dinner on a Thursday, and I wore the dress out to dinner.
Wow.
So cute.
Subtle flex, wore the wedding dress 10 years later. Hey,
right.
Girl.
Yeah, fascinating to me. See, I shop like this also. And I order off a menu like this also. If I see something on the menu that I like, that appeals to me, I'm done reading the menu. That is what I get. When I go to shop, if I try a shirt on, it looks good. I am done shopping. That is it.
No, see, I'm a process of elimination girl. It's not like me seeing that and like, oh, that's what I want. I have to see everything I don't want to make sure that's what I want.
Yeah, because how did we know it was a fluke? She put on that first dress and it was perfect. And there was even this moment, and honestly, I feel like this really sealed the deal that this was like a very special moment that she was about to choose the dress. But my brother's favorite song of all time came on the stereo while she was trying it on. And it was so kismet. I'm like, how is, because it's not like a romantic song. It's Colder Weather by Zac Brown Band. And we're like, why is Colder Weather playing while you're trying on your dream dress? Like, obviously, this means like this is the one for you.
Based on the calls we are getting this morning, Abby, it is more common to try on one dress than it is 50.
That's crazy.
Hey, Kayla, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, one dress?
Yes, and I didn't even try it on before the wedding.
And you didn't try it? This is crazy talk, right?
Yep. I found one online because I was actually looking for a black dress. And found it online, ordered it, and got it the week of the wedding.
I want you to look at the phone lines that are lit up right now.
Yeah.
Abby. One from Goodwill. Hey, Angela, good morning.
It was one. I'm the Goodwill girl. $10. In and out the door. And it was beautiful.
Okay, I'm guessing this is like a justice of the peace kind of wedding?
No, this was a full-on wedding. It was a full wedding gown. Had somebody from a wedding rental place had just dropped off a bunch of dresses. Mm. And again, this is 23 years ago, so $10 was very expensive. So, but yeah, they dropped off a bunch of wedding dresses. And I walked in and I was like, oh my God, there's a dress, and took it. And that was it.
Well, I can fathom trying on one dress because I think I found mine pretty early on, kind of like your cousin now, or your future sister-in-law, Abby. But I still tried on more because I'm like, this can't be that easy. It's got to be harder.
Uh-huh.
I can't fathom the person who like ordered it and didn't try it on before the wedding, because how do you know? Is that a thing people can do? Just order something and know it fits?
Yeah, let me take this last call for you because it's going to answer all of your questions, because Kelly didn't put it on. She never put it on and got married in it. Hey, Kelly, good morning.
Hey, so I absolutely hate shopping. It drives me insane. So I found it on some overseas website, ordered it a size slightly larger, and it fit perfectly, and I wore it.
So with my wedding dress, I did all the fittings, mm-hmm. and then I went back, you know, when they altered it, and I put it on again, and it didn't fit. Because I was like, have I gained weight? And my sister's like, no, you're an idiot. I've been watching you salt everything and then chug water, because my dumb ass was like, it'll flush the salt out. And instead, it made me super bloated, and I didn't realize, so I was like crying while trying on my wedding dress. Then I got my bright red lipstick on it, and it was, yes,
oh,
it,
no.
They
no.
got it out. And so they re-altered it and made it bigger, and then I took my sister's advice, and the wedding day, it didn't fit properly because I had lost all the bloating, and so it kept falling down. So I don't understand how somebody can just order a dress and sight unseen put it on right before the wedding. Like, you are God's favorite. At the end of the day, if you can order a dress and put it on and look good on your wedding without trying it on, congratulations.
This went totally different than I thought it was going to go. I thought we were going to get 200, 220. Nah. The majority are one, two, three, or none at all.
You guys are better than me because I'm going to be up in every bridal salon when it's my turn.
Hey. The Burt Show.
What's up, Boos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.